Hey there, and welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're handing you a magnifying glass and a researcher's notebook ready to uncover the fascinating world of shellfish genetics.
It's not every day you get to peek inside a scientist's mind.
Exactly. We're about to dive into excerpts from Sam White's online notebook spanning over a decade of their work at the University of Washington's Roberts Lab. And let me tell you, just glancing at the titles, it's clear this isn't your average research paper.
Oh, absolutely. A researcher's notebook is where the raw, unfiltered work happens. It's a gold mine of insights into the real process of science.
Okay, so picture this, June 15th, 2024, an entry titled, Computer Maintenance Replaced Bad HDD on Gannet. Not exactly what I expected to see in a genetics notebook.
It really challenges the image of a scientist, solely hunched over a microscope, doesn't it? This entry highlights how researchers often wear many hats, even becoming impromptu IT specialists.
That's fascinating. And it seems like no 2 days are alike. Just a few days earlier, on June 4th, there's an entry about receiving Legendaria Legendari egg samples from Mackenzie Gabry. First of all, try saying that 5 times fast. But secondly, what's the story here?
It highlights the collaborative nature of scientific research. Scientists like Sam often rely on a network of colleagues like Mackenzie, in this case, for samples, data, and expertise. Science is rarely a solo endeavor, and for the listener, you can think about it like a chef sourcing the best ingredients for a dish. You can't make a delicious meal without a quality source, can you?
That makes perfect sense. Okay, ready for another entry title. March 8th, 2024. Ressagerin Preliminary Respiration Test. Using C. gigas. I have to admit, some of these terms have me completely lost. C. gigas. Ressagerin, that's like a whole new language.
It definitely can feel that way. But don't worry, that's what we're here for. Let's break down the jargon together.
Okay, so I'm seeing BSPCR, to-be-erred, MBD, enrichment. It's like Sam speaking in code. You gonna help me crack this?
Absolutely. Think of it like this. Each term is a tool in a geneticist's toolkit. Let's start with PCR. You might have heard of it from crime shows.
Right. Isn't that how they analyze DNA evidence?
Exactly. It's a way to make millions of copies of a specific DNA segment. Now, BSPCR is a specialized type of PCR. Imagine wanting to read a secret message hidden within a book. BSPCR helps highlight those hidden messages, those chemical modifications on the DNA that can affect how genes work.
So it's like turning up the volume on specific parts of the DNA.
Perfect analogy.
Oh.
Then we have 2BRAD. This one helps scientists understand genetic variation between individuals or even populations. Imagine trying to compare two regions of a book. 2BRAD helps identify the specific pages and paragraphs that are different between them.
Fascinating. And MBD enrichment, is that another DNA analysis tool?
It is. This one's all about fishing out specific regions of DNA that are particularly important for regulating how genes are expressed. Think of it like highlighting the key chapters in a book.
So when Sam mentions these techniques in their notebook, they're essentially describing the tools they're using to investigate the DNA of different shellfish species. Like on August 28th, 2024, there's an entry about bisulfite PCR with lake trout DNA.
Exactly. Sam's using these tools to uncover the secrets hidden within the DNA of these organisms, trying to understand how their genes function, how they adapt to their environment, and how they might be affected by things like climate change or pollution.
It's incredible how much information scientists can extract from something as tiny as a DNA molecule. But even with these high-tech tools, I imagine research isn't always smooth sailing.
You're absolutely right. Remember that August 28th, 2024 entry we just mentioned? Sam actually notes an error in their experiment adjusting the primer annealing gradient for the lake trout DNA. This highlights a crucial aspect of science that often gets overlooked. It's a process of trial and error.
It's reassuring in a way to know that even experienced researchers make mistakes.
Absolutely. And it underscores the importance of meticulous documentation, something Sam clearly excels at. By carefully recording every step, every success and every setback, scientists can learn from their own experiences and those of others. This meticulousness is what allows science to move forward, building upon both successes and failures.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like building a house. You need a solid foundation and a detailed blueprint to ensure that everything comes together as it should. Speaking of foundations, one thing that struck me about this notebook is the time span it covers, from 2008 to 2024. That's a significant chunk of time.
It really highlights the dedication and long-term vision that drives scientific research. Sam's been working on shellfish genetics for over a decade, and in that time, the field has undoubtedly undergone significant transformations. This notebook provides a unique window into that evolution.
Right. On December 11th, 2009, there's an entry about analyzing herring liver cDNA using something called solid libraries. Fast forward to September 24th, 2024, and there's Sam working with lake trout C1Q and liver gDNA using PCR. Both entries involve analyzing genetic material, but the techniques and even the terminology have clearly evolved.
You've hit on a crucial point. In 2009, solid sequencing was cutting-edge technology for analyzing DNA. But technology in genetics moves fast. By 2024, newer techniques like next-generation sequencing have revolutionized the field. They're faster, more affordable, and provide far more detailed information.
So it's like trading in a magnifying glass for a high-powered microscope. You're able to see things with so much more clarity and precision.
Exactly. And this allows scientists like Sam to ask more complex questions and delve deeper into the mysteries of the genome.
It really highlights how scientific progress is often driven by advancements in technology. And it makes you wonder what the future holds for shellfish genetics research. What new tools and techniques will emerge in the next decade? What new discoveries will Sam and their colleagues make?
It's an exciting time to be in this field, that's for sure. And this notebook, with its glimpse into the past, present, and future of shellfish genetics research, reminds us that the pursuit of knowledge is a journey, not a destination.
Well said. You know, when we first started this deep dive, I have to admit I was a bit intimidated by all the technical jargon.
It can be a lot to take in, for sure. But often the most complex concepts can be broken down into more relatable ideas.
Exactly. And once you start connecting those dots, the whole thing becomes so much more engaging. It's not just about the science itself. It's about the human story behind it, the curiosity, the persistence, and the dedication of researchers like Sam. It strikes me that this notebook is almost like a time capsule, capturing not just scientific progress, but also Sam's personal journey as a researcher.
And that's a beautiful way to put it. These entries spanning over a decade reveal the dedication, the meticulousness, and even the frustrations that are all part of the scientific process. It reminds us that behind every research paper, every groundbreaking discovery, there's a human being driven by an insatiable curiosity to understand the world around them.
And in this case, that world happens to be the fascinating realm of shellfish genetics. You know, when we first dove into this notebook, I have to admit, I didn't know much about the field, but seeing the passion and dedication that Sam brings to their work, it's contagious.
It's hard not to get caught up in their enthusiasm, isn't it? And that's one of the things I find so inspiring about science. It has this incredible power to connect us to something larger than ourselves, to the wonders of the natural world and the mysteries that we're still trying to unravel.
Absolutely. Sam's notebook is a testament to that sense of wonder. It's a reminder that science isn't just about memorizing facts or conducting experiments. It's about asking questions, challenging assumptions, and being open to unexpected discoveries.
And sometimes those discoveries can come from the most unexpected places.
Right.
Like a researcher troubleshooting a hard drive issue on their computer or meticulously documenting a failed experiment.
Exactly. It's a good reminder for all of us, no matter what field we're in, that even mistakes can be valuable learning opportunities. Well, expert, I have to say this deep dive has been a real treat. I feel like I've not only gained a newfound appreciation for shellfish genetics, but also a deeper understanding of the scientific process itself.
The pleasure was all mine. It's always fascinating to delve into the mind of a researcher and see the world through their eyes, even if those eyes are focused on something as seemingly specific as shellfish DNA.
And to you, listener, we hope this deep dive has sparked your own curiosity. Whether you're a seasoned scientist or simply someone who enjoys learning about the world around them, we hope this episode has left you with a greater appreciation for the dedication, creativity, and sheer human ingenuity that drives scientific progress.
And who knows, maybe it's even inspired you to start your own notebook to document your own journey of exploration and discovery. After all, the world is full of mysteries waiting to be uncovered, and every one of us has the potential to be an explorer.
Beautifully said. Until next time, keep asking questions, keep exploring, and keep diving deep.